Running a Shopify store and drowning in shipping chaos? ShipStation can fix this for you. ShipStation goes beyond just shipping labels with advanced automation, batch processing, and shipping discounts that a single platform just doesn't offer. Like discounts up to 90% off major carriers. See how ShipStation can make shipping for your Shopify store better. Go to ShipStation.com and access all features free for 30 days. No credit card or contract required. Cancel anytime. That's ShipStation.com.
Stop blaming it on holiday stress. We all know it's that time of year when everything feels drained, both your wallet and you. Well, the real problem is right under you. It's that saggy, old, unsupportive mattress. Well, say hello to Ghostbed. Ghostbed is family-run, consumer-loving, with over 20 years of mattress-making mastery. They've engineered the perfect sleep weapon. Durable, insanely comfortable, and cool enough to keep you chill all night long. Every Ghostbed packs their exclusive ProCore technology, a powerhouse support system that cradles your back, supports, and aligns your spine. Translation? You wake up feeling like a human again. Hot sleeper? Ghostbed's cooling materials fight heat 24/7, so you don't wake up sweaty, even when the thermostat cranked up. And here's the kicker. Fast, free shipping in just 2 to 5 days, a 101-night sleep trial, and up to a 25-year warranty. That's confidence. Right now, Ghostbed is slashing prices, up to 50% off compared to other brands. And because you're listening, you score an extra 10% off site-wide. Just use promo code PODCAST at checkout. That's PODCAST for 10% off on top of already insane deals. Upgrade your sleep, upgrade your life. Ghostbed, the coolest beds in the world.
Well, here in Spain, Catherine Watchford is back to share his insight and inspiration for us to share from Levin's Franks. How are you doing, Cahal?
I'm great, Howard. Keeping well. Hopefully going to enjoy some downtime over the next week with my family. But all well. Thank you. And yourself?
Excellent, yes. So, many of us can't imagine leaving Spain, but for many British expatriates, for one reason or another, there comes a time when they're ready to move back to the UK. Cahal Watchford is going to share invaluable advice on the financial planning considerations they should consider before leaving Spain. So, when moving from one country to another, one key issue is tax. At what point do people become tax residents if they return to the UK?
Yes, Howard, a very important topic and an area of planning that is very common for us at Blevins Franks, and we assist our clients with this quite regularly. An easy mistake to make is assuming that since the UK is your home country, moving back will be straightforward. But when it comes to tax and financial planning, various aspects can trip you up. So careful early planning is essential to make your move as straightforward and as tax efficient and as seamless as possible. Even if you have no intention of leaving Spain right now, it's worth bearing the possibility in mind while setting up tax and financial planning arrangements, as some can be more flexible and portable than others. In our experience, many expatriates who expected to live here permanently do eventually return to the UK. For example, when they get, much older, when grandchildren or great-grandchildren arrive, or after one spouse passes away. So as soon as you resume UK residence for tax purposes, your worldwide income and gains can become taxable right away. It can be costly, however, to assume that you will only become a UK tax resident again when you step back on British soil. In some cases, residency can be triggered before you even leave Spain, potentially bringing you into the firing line for British taxation sooner than you expected. So if you do plan to spend time in Britain preparing for your return, take care not to accidentally bring forward the date you become a UK resident. There's also UK temporary non-resident status factors to contend with should you return to the UK within 5 years of leaving. Usually, however, if you satisfy tax residency in Spain by spending more than 183 days in Spain during the calendar year, this should offset any claim of tax residency by the UK, because of course you'll be deemed to be a Spanish resident during that period. While generally you cannot decide where you are a resident for tax purposes, with proper advice you can have control over the timing of your UK residency. Since the UK and Spain tax years start 4 months apart, with the right guidance, you can plan the transition at a time that will minimise your tax liabilities in both countries.
And what tax implications should our listeners plan for before they leave Spain?
Yes, yeah. Your financial arrangements today should be, of course, designed to suit your personal circumstances and your current residency status. But once you move back to the UK, a full review is strongly recommended. Ideally, this should be done around 1 year prior to your move back to the UK. This is to ensure that you can plan ahead instead of having to react to the change. As well as the tax implications for income, such as pensions, your residency will influence your tax liabilities when buying, selling, or moving any financial assets. Before buying a new home, for example, make sure you understand how the Spanish and UK tax rules might restrict or eliminate the availability of main home reliefs. Capital gains tax is also important. It may be more beneficial to sell or buy when resident in one country versus another. You might find it beneficial to either bring forward or delay selling or transferring assets according to where you are a tax resident. In particular, careful planning around the date of sale of your overseas home is crucial. So it really does require specialist knowledge and professional advice and planning in order to do this correctly.
The Spanish succession regime is very different from the UK's. I presume you also need to review and adjust your estate planning when relocating back to the UK.
Indeed, Howard. Yeah, this is another very important point. Your estate planning will need a thorough review to consider inheritance taxes, succession law, and probates across both countries. If you have trust arrangements, there could be tax consequences you need to explore before returning to the UK. You should also take specialist advice if you have any UK inheritance tax planning structures set up on the basis that you had a domicile of choice in Spain at the time. On returning to the UK, you will immediately regain your UK domicile and your worldwide assets will be subject to a 40% inheritance tax charge on death, over your nil rate band allowances, of course. Usually UK inheritance tax at 40% is a much greater factor than succession tax in Spain, which is generally much lower and easier to mitigate. So this can present a significant challenge and an area of planning to begin to address this 40% tax risk on your estate for your beneficiaries in the future. So I think it's important to have integrated planning across both Spain and the UK and understanding the implications of making the move back. A very important point, estate planning when you return to the UK.
Should you also adjust your pensions, savings and investments?
Yes. So if you've transferred your pension into, for example, a qualifying recognised overseas pension scheme or another pension structure that's more tailored to your life in Spain, you need to take specialist advice on the best way forward. And if you made pension decisions based on tax compliant opportunities in Spain, you need to establish what you should do once you are liable to tax in the UK. On the investment side too, if you have investments that have been restructured for your life in Spain, you need to understand the implications of returning to the UK with these investments. Are they portable? Is it worthwhile closing these investments either before you leave Spain or when you arrive back in the UK? There can be important and valuable tax treatments available, like time apportionment relief, where you can realise a lot of the gains made during your time living in Spain. You also have to take into account things like Spanish exit tax. Might that apply to your assets if you're moving to the UK, which is a non-EU country? So I think as part of your broader review of your tax, estate planning, pensions and investments, all of these questions need to be answered because moving back to the UK can present a very valuable tax planning opportunity, or it can present pitfalls if it's not done correctly.
Do you have any other advice for people moving from Spain to the UK, and how early should they start planning?
Sure, yeah. Well, whatever your reasons for returning to the UK, it's important to plan carefully in advance and review all of the tax and wealth management considerations before you leave Spain. Ideally, if you can be flexible around the timing of your move, you should plan your return date around your tax planning. The same applies if you decide to relocate to a new country, for example. Taking tax advice before moving from one country to another will prove very beneficial. It could save you a sizable amount of tax, or at the very least, make the transition easier and provide valuable peace of mind. Using a professional advisor like Blevins Franks with cross-border expertise can help you avoid punitive tax implications and make good use of tax-efficient opportunities in both countries. So from where you're leaving to and then for your return to the UK. So I just think it's important to ensure that you're properly advised and you cross your T's and dot your I's in terms of making a move back to the UK. It's not as straightforward as you may think. And we've had clients where they move back, for example, within a 5-year period. And, things like UK taxes need to be looked at for the entire period where they lived in Spain. So, again, it's not simple. And I think professional guidance and advice is vitally important.
And of course, Previns Franks has this cross-border experience, which is quite unique. And also unique is the website, previnsfranks.com.
That's right, yeah. To your first point, Previns Franks, so we're quite uniquely placed where we're regulated and authorised to advise both in the UK and across the EU, so we can give that integrated, seamless advice across the countries. And yes, please do visit our website, blevinsfranks.com. You'll find lots of valuable resources there to, inform yourself on areas like pensions, estate planning, investments, tax, for a move cross-border. And even better yet, please get in touch with one of our local advisors in the region you're moving to, and we'd be happy to have a no-obligation chat with you and see how we can assist.
Many thanks, Cathal. I hope it's cooler next time we chat.
Thank you very much, Howard. Yeah, I'm sure it will be. I think it'll be September at that point, so I look forward to it.
Marriott Bonvoy is the official hotel partner of US Soccer. Join Marriott Bonvoy today to get closer to the game with exclusive perks, unforgettable experiences, and benefits that go beyond the pitch. Spring Hill Suites, part of Marriott Bonvoy, offers complimentary hot breakfast and spacious all-suite accommodations, perfect for the whole team, with room for up to 6 guests. Make your next getaway a win. Learn more at springhillsuites.marriott.com.